Poročilo. Just another damn fool a long way from home. Slovensko društvo za mednarodne odnose v sodelovanju z Euroatlantskim svetom Slovenije včeraj v prostorih stolpnice TR3 na Trgu Republike organiziralo predavanje Stanleya Sloana, ki so ga predstavili kot eminentnega profesorja in izjemnega poznavalca odnosov med Zvezo NATO in Evropsko unijo. Naj za začetek podamo nekaj informacij o včerajšnjem nastopaču. Služil je v ameriškem vojaškem letalstvu, leta 1967 je začel delati za ameriško obveščevalno službo CIA, kjer je deloval na področju odnosa med NATO in Evropsko skupnostjo. Je avtor več knjig in člankov, predaval pa je na veliko univerzah po vsem svetu. Med drugim je tudi ustanovitelj in direktor organizacije Iniciativa Atlantske skupnosti, še ene v vrsti organizacij, ki častijo, kot jim rečejo, posebne vezi med demokracijami v atlantskem prostoru, ki delijo, kot ti ljudje radi ponavljajo, iste vrednote. Zato ni čudno, da je poleg Jožefa Kuniča, predsednika Društva za mednarodne odnose, Sloana napovedal tudi Anton Bebler, predsednik Euroatlantskega sveta, znan po nekritičnem oboževanju vsega, kar je povezano z Zvezo NATO. Sloanovo predavanje, ki se je ves čas navezovalo na trenutni konflikt v Libiji in vpletenost Zahoda vanj, je bilo precej monotono. Predavatelj pa je svoje predavanje bolj ali manj bral. A vsaj začel je napol obetavno.
Whenever I'm introduced as an expert, which once in a while happens, I am reminded of what the American author Carl Sandburg said about experts. His definition of an expert was just another damn fool a long way from home. I know I'm a long way from home, but I hope I won't sound too foolish.
Glede na Sloanovo profesionalno zgodovino bi bilo v predavanju zanimivo slišati kritičen in samoreflektiven uvid v aktualno in preteklo dogajanje po svetu. A več kot popolnoma amerikaniziranega pogleda nismo bili deležni. Leta 1992 je Sloan pripravil poročilo za ameriški kongres, v katerem je analiziral poskuse vzpostavitve novega svetovnega reda in vlogo Združenih držav v njem. V poročilo je izpostavil 5, kot je dejal, ključnih vprašanj, ki naj bi državam, bojda tudi Sloveniji, pomagale pri njihovi orientaciji v geopolitičnem prostoru. Pa jih poslušajmo.
The first of the 5 questions is, what do we need? What are our vital interests? The second question is, what do we want? What are our important interests? Vital interests, important interests. The third question that I suggested in 1992 was, what do we stand for? What are our values, and how are they being brought into play? This question clearly relates to the current Libyan developments. The fourth question, I think, is also a very timely one, with today's debt and budget crises in the United States and here in Europe. And that fourth question is, what will we pay? In the American case, how much are Congress and the American people willing to pay to meet any given challenge, to honor any particular commitment? The final question is one that weighs heavily on the conscience and mind of any American president. What will we die for? Are we willing to risk American lives for the operation or the policy that's under consideration?
Sloan je nadalje predstavil, kako je ameriški predsednik Obama odgovoril na teh 5 vprašanj v primeru Libije.
So how did President Obama answer the 5 questions on the Libya case? On the first question, he seems to have judged that stopping Gaddafi was not a vital American interest, but perhaps was an important U.S. interest. something the country wanted but did not necessarily need, to put it back in the terms of my five questions. The want part of this perhaps resulted from the answer to question number three. What values are at stake in Libya? In this case, the president judged that the values of the United States and the international community were at stake. Allowing Gaddafi to slaughter citizens of the state for whom he supposedly had responsibility to protect would have violated both international and American norms. The president's answer to the fourth question, what are we willing to pay for, was highly qualified. The United States expended substantial resources in the early stages of the operation, but then cut back dramatically. Some observers in the American press were already counting how many millions of dollars were spent with each missile that was sent to attack Gaddafi's defenses. After all, we're a nation that badly needs to find a way to diminish our debt, not ways to increase it. Finally, the president decided he was not willing to put American lives on the line for this operation. No boots on the ground.
Nič škornje na terenu. Iz tega lahko sklepamo, da agenti CIA prisotni na terenu v Libiji od samega začetka vojaške operacije oziroma že od prej, ki jih Sloan seveda ni omenil, ne nosijo škornjo. Sloan je skušal še pojasniti, zakaj so se Združene države tako omejeno aktivirale v napadu na Libijo in izpostavil nekaj vprašanj, ki se pojavljajo Američanom glede tega konflikta.
Whose neighborhood is most affected by all of this? Is it not the Arab world and Europe's soft underbelly? Who colonized the region, leaving behind problems whose consequences we're seeing played out there today? Let's see, it was European powers, wasn't it? Who gets the most oil from Libya? It's Europe, isn't it? Which countries are most threatened by the exodus of refugees from the region? It is European and North African countries, isn't it? Given these tough questions, it's no surprise that the Obama administration wanted to turn coordination of the operation over to NATO, and most of the attack missions over to the Europeans. Now, there is a mild deception here, of course. NATO is not just those damn Europeans, as many Americans like to think of the alliance. Nor is it just those damned Americans, as many Europeans like to think of NATO. NATO is, in fact, the damn Europeans and the damn Americans working together.
Omenimo, da se je ob teh zadnjih besedah Antonu Beblerju na usta prikradel nasmešek. Če je Sloan z do zdaj povedanim iz stavka v stavek povečeval nezanimanje za svoje uvide, je z napovedjo tega, kar se lahko v Libiji zgodi, dokončno pokazal, da je njegovo predavanje informacijsko tako bogato kot bežen prelet naslovov časopisnih člankov na temo Libije.
In Libya there are many possible outcomes. Muammar Gaddafi could survive as leader of the western part of Libya, or he could go, as French, British, and American leaders have suggested he must do. He might be forced into exile, if anyone would have him, or he could be eliminated by his own people. The United States and NATO could ultimately get dragged into the conflict with boots on the ground, in spite of their best intentions. Libya could descend into chaos without a more direct Western intervention. Or looking on the bright side, some new, more benign regime might emerge. Of course, we hope for something like the latter, but we all know that foreign policy cannot be based on hope.
Po koncu kratkega govora je bil Sloan na voljo za vprašanja publike. V tej so bili tudi nekateri veleposlaniki, med njimi omenimo veleposlanike Turčije, Egipta in Indije, ki so prispevali svoje diplomatsko omejene poglede na dogajanje v Libiji in širše v regiji. Mi pa smo Sloanu postavili vprašanje, kako komentira hitro reakcijo in vojaški poseg Evrope in Združenih držav zaradi grožnje s pokolom civilistov v Bengaziju, medtem ko ostaja Zahod v primeru Sirije in Jemna, da humanitarne katastrofe, ki jo na palestinskih območjih povzroča Izrael, sploh ne omenjamo, kolaborantsko pasiven. Odgovor je bil v skladu z dotedanjim predavanjem pavšalen.
Well, my short answer is I regard all of the factors that you mentioned as part of the realities of international politics. One reason why I think you can see that the United States and the other countries have not intervened in other situations, such as the ones you mentioned, Syria, is that once the United States and the European countries got involved in Libya and found out how complicated and difficult it would be, this became almost an automatic incentive not to get directly involved in any of the other cases.
Predavanja Stanleya Slovna, za katerega sicer ni prejel nikakršnega honorarja, je bilo torej predvsem enoznačno in posplošeno. Naj pa vemo, da je bil Sloan dan prej tudi na Ministrstvu za obrambo Republike Slovenije. Z ministrstva so nam sporočili, da Sloan tam ni predal, temveč je bil gost generalnega direktorja Direktorata za obrambno politiko Primoža Šavca, kjer je imel krajši pogovor o aktualnih politično-varnostnih vprašanjih. Pri pogovoru pa so sodelovali predstavniki Direktorata za obrambno politiko in Slovenske vojske. Poročilo z včerajšnjega pop propagandnega predavanja ameriškega analitika Stanleya Slovna je pripravil Boris.
Poročilo.